The Monster Who Was Scared of Soap. Written by Amy Sparks. Illustrated by Jack Viant. Published by Bloomsbury Education. Chapter 1. Oh no! Today was the day. The dreaded day. The really dreaded day. Today was...
bath day.
Gerald, called Mum. It's that time of year again. Get ready for your bath.
Gerald didn't like bath day. Not one little bit. Being all washed and clean.
Yuck.
It was really, really horrible. He heard Mum's footsteps coming up the stairs.
Eek,
thought Gerald.
I need a plan, and I need it now. I'll pretend to be fast asleep, he thought.
He dived into bed and pulled the blankets over himself.
But Mum would just wake me up.
He jumped out of bed and got down on his hands and knees.
I'll hide under the bed, thought Gerald. But there might be a scary child hiding under there.
Footsteps were coming closer to his bedroom door. Then the door swung open and...
Gerald, said Mum. Bath time, now.
With a grunt and a grump and a grouch and a groan, Gerald slumped towards the bathroom.
I've got a surprise for you, said Mum. What?
Said Gerald.
Look in the bathroom, said Mum. Go on, open the door.
So, Gerald slowly pushed open the door. And his eyes popped wide in shock. Chapter 2. There was a child inside.
Eek!
Cried Gerald.
It's a child.
Hello, said the child.
I'm Maggie.
Eek!
Said Gerald again.
I saw the advert, said Maggie, and I'm here to help you with your bath.
Advert?
Said Gerald, looking at Maggie and feeling very unsure.
What advert?
This advert, said Maggie.
Wanted. Expert monster tamer needed for yearly bath time. Must show the monster who is boss. Duties include wrestling monster into bath, washing monster, wrestling monster out of bath, drying monster, drying bathroom. Good luck. To apply, contact Gerald's mum. Gerald looked at Maggie. Maggie looked at Gerald. And Gerald decided there was only one thing for it.
Run!
He hurtled across the hallway. But so did Maggie. Skedaddled down the stairs. But so did Maggie. Crashed through the kitchen. But so did Maggie.
No one else has ever chased me this fast before,
thought Gerald. With a wibbly-wobbly feeling in his tummy, he quickly opened the back door and bounded for the garden as fast as his furry legs could carry him. But Maggie came marching towards him.
I will not have my bath time, said Gerald. I will not use soap. I will not be clean. So there!
He trampled through the vegetable patch, crawled underneath a bush, and hid behind a big tree. He peeped around the trunk. There was silence.
You will have your bath time, said Maggie, walking towards him, because I am an expert monster tamer, and I always show the monster who is boss. No, I will not have my bath time.
Yes, you will.
Why? Said Gerald.
He narrowed his eyes at her.
Because, said Maggie with a smile, you will want to.
Why? Said Gerald again.
Because, said Maggie with an even bigger smile, I have a secret surprise.
Then she walked back into the house. Chapter 3.
Oh no,
thought Gerald as he hid behind the tree. He watched Maggie go back inside the house.
I like secret surprises. Secret surprises can be really exciting and fun.
He looked at himself, covered in cake mixture and twigs and birds' nests. That wasn't really exciting and fun. Suddenly, the bathroom window opened.
Hurry up, said Maggie. The secret surprise is waiting.
A bird frowned and flew off from Gerald's head. Gerald folded his arms crossly. A dollop of cake mixture landed on his foot. Then he looked up at the bathroom window and gasped. He looked at himself, covered in cake mixture and twigs and bird nests. That wasn't really exciting and fun. Suddenly, the bathroom window opened.
Hurry up, said Maggie. The secret surprise is waiting.
A bird frowned and flew off from Gerald's head. Gerald folded his arms crossly. A dollop of cake mixture landed on his foot. Then he looked up at the bathroom window and gasped.
Wait, he said. Bubbles? Are those bubbles I can see?
Gerald's face lit up and he darted for the back door. He crashed through the kitchen, dashed up the stairs, and hurtled through the hallway until he skidded to a halt at the bathroom.
Wow, said Gerald,
and stared at the bath.
There were bubbles everywhere. Want to get in?
Asked Maggie.
No,
said Gerald and folded his arms. But he looked at the bubbles.
They look good fun, he thought. Really good fun.
There's another secret surprise, said Maggie.
Gerald couldn't help himself. He clapped his huge furry paws together.
Another one? What?
He said. This, said Maggie. And she showed him a rubber duck, a pirate boat, a water wheel, and a mini monster. That was it. Gerald could not resist any longer.
He dived into the water with a ginormous splash.
Maggie was completely drenched.
Look what I can do,
squeaked Gerald in delight. He sent a spout of water flying into the air from the monster toy. He did it again and again, making a big puddle on the floor.
I knew you would want your bath, said Maggie. Oh, but don't forget, you need to wash.
Gerald stopped mid-squirt.
I'm absolutely not having a wash.
You are going to have a wash, said Maggie.
I am not going to have a wash.
That's what you think, said Maggie, and she smiled. Chapter 4.
I am not going to have a wash, said Gerald.
You are.
No, I'm not.
You really are, said Maggie.
But I hate soap,
wailed Gerald.
Soap is horrible and clean and horrible.
Well, just pretend it isn't soap, said Maggie.
How can I do that?
Wailed Gerald.
Ugh!
Maggie showed him a bottle of green gloop.
Let's pretend this is the slimiest, stinkiest, stickiest troll bogey in the whole wide world.
Gerald frowned at the soap.
I'm not sure.
Try it, said Maggie, and squirted on a great big splat.
Oh, my fur!
Gerald gasped.
What have you done to my fur?
Maggie put a mirror in front of his face, and Gerald laughed. Then they made funny hairstyles. And more funny hairstyles. And more funny hairstyles. And then gave his fur a really good scrub until the bubbles disappeared.
This is the best troll bogey in the world,
said Gerald.
I bet you can't pour a jug full of water over your head,
said Maggie.
Yes, I can,
said Gerald.
No, you can't. Yes, I can,
said Gerald.
And he did.
Sploosh!
Well, I think it must be nearly time for your bedtime story, said Maggie. You'd better get out of the bath.
Gerald looked at her and folded his arms.
I'm not getting out of the bath.
Maggie just smiled and Gerald sighed.
I am going to get out of the bath, aren't I?
He said.
Tell me, why exactly am I going to get out of the bath?
Because, said Maggie, I have one more secret surprise.
Close your eyes and no peeping.
Chapter 5. Gerald closed his eyes and held his breath. What would the secret surprise be?
You can open them now, said Maggie.
Gerald opened his eyes and he saw...
Gasp!
The softest, fluffiest pink slippers and bath towel.
Wow! He yelled.
He leapt out of the bath with a whoop of delight and soon he was snuggled from head to tail. Gerald got himself dry in record time and slipped into his pyjamas. Maggie handed him a small towel.
Please would you wipe the water up from the floor, she said.
Of course, said Gerald politely. I would be happy to help.
And he cleared up the mess. Maggie handed Gerald's mum the advert with all the jobs ticked off.
Well, said Maggie, I think that's my job done now. Shall I come back next year?
No,
said Gerald. Maggie and Gerald's mum looked puzzled.
Please come back tomorrow.